You're listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, where you get valuable information you just can't find anywhere else. To thrive in today's trying times, you need the Financial Survival Network, now more than ever. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and get your free newsletter and gift. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Carrie Lutz. Today is November 5th, 2021. Well, you may or may not be aware, but I am approaching a big birthday, and it's not for about 9 months, but it will be my 65th birthday. And you know what that means? That means that I will no longer be a victim of the private medical insurance industry. Well, victim is a little too strong, and to some extent I will be, because I know that I'm going to need a Medigap policy, a policy that covers things that Medicare doesn't. And honestly, I'm a bit confused about it. You might be too. This is important. If you're also approaching your 65th birthday, you should do this, from what I understand, at least 3 months before your birthday. Start preparing for Medicare. And if you know somebody who's approaching Medicare age, friend, family, relative, then you really need to be aware of this, because it's very important to make a big difference in your financial picture, your financial situation. And we're really happy to have with us, really blessed, Medicare advisor Scott Mabor. The company is Senior Benefits Boston. Scott, thank you for coming on. So you started out in Boston, but the need for this knowledge and these policies is so great that you're now doing the whole country. Do I have that right?
You do. Thank you very much for having me. As you said, I started in Boston, and actually, because most of it was done in person at the time, it was all not just Boston, but north of Boston. And then COVID hit, and it became much easier, and people became much more comfortable having the meetings remotely, which led to a lot of referrals around the country.
Yeah, well, I know there's a lot of information on the internet about this. There's a lot of things out there. You can look at the government's websites, etc. But basically, if you're going to be on Medicare, you're going to need some type of additional coverage or Medigap coverage. Can you explain to us what Medicare covers, what it doesn't, and how these policies come in?
Sure. So as you said, Medicare, quote unquote, for most people is a combination of federal government coverage as well as private insurance company coverage. The federal government gives you A and B. A is hospital inpatient for the most part, rehab, and Part B is all your medical. And both of them have co-pays and co-insurance. Part A typically has no premium, and Part B this year is about $150 a month. Beyond that, everything people talk about, the drug plans, the Medigap plans, the Advantage plans, are all private insurance companies. So fortunately, Carrie, you're not leaving the big insurance companies entirely.
Well, somewhat.
Yeah, somewhat.
But Medicare is what's called an indemnity plan. Do I have that right?
Correct.
So an indemnity plan is like what I used to have, Blue Cross of Empire Blue Cross, and I would just pick any doctor I wanted to go to who accepted it, and they paid them pretty much. But things don't always work that way now.
Well, if you have Part B, and this is why the Medigap plans are popular, Part B, any doctor that takes Medicare, you're covered 80%. So just like those old Anthem plans, or Blue Cross plans, 80-20. Any doctor that takes Medicare, you can see anybody. There is no network. The problem is the 20% is uncapped. So it's 20% of the Medicare approved amount with absolutely no cap, annual or lifetime. And that's why people look to protect themselves with a Medigap plan.
All right. So there's a copay or a deductible involved in that. So there's two types of plans, if I understand it correctly. There are Medicare supplement plans and Medicare Advantage plans. Could you just explain what the difference is, Scott?
So a Medigap, or some people know them as supplements, one and the same, you pay a fixed monthly fee depending on which plan you take. And important to note, whatever state you're in 47 states have the same program, a plan G, for instance, or plan N is the same. No matter what the carrier is, no matter what state you're in, they're all the same. But the idea is with plan G, for instance, you're paying a fixed cost every month. All of your medical copays for A and B are fully covered. The only thing that's not covered on G is the $200 approximately annual deductible. To compare that to an Advantage plan, the Advantage plan technically replaces A and B from the government and the carrier. And there's multiple carriers that offer these, are delivering the A and the B along with, in most cases, the drug plan. But it's more akin to a plan you'd get from an employer. It's an HMO, it's a PPO, you're in somebody's network, it may require referrals, and you'll have copays in exchange for the fixed cost of the plan.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so how much is a typical Medigap supplement policy? How much is a typical typical Advantage plan, Medicare Advantage plan?
So for round numbers, when I'm doing a presentation for somebody, I usually say a Medigap plan, figure $200 a month. And that's going to be a plan G, a plan N. In most states, they're going to be, and it depends too on the type of pricing the carrier is using. There's three models, but the pricing will be based on your age, whether you smoke, your health, your gender. And you have to add in a drug plan too if you have a Medigap plan. So combined, you know, you're looking at around $200, $250 in that ballpark, in addition to the Part B premium. The Advantage plan has typically no additional premium, so zero. You pay your Part B premium, which starts at $150. And just as a side note, it is income dependent for anybody who is considered high income by Medicare. We can talk further about that. But the advantage of the Advantage plans for most people, no fixed cost. You pay as you go. You pay the copays to an annual maximum.
Hmm. And which one's more popular or... I guess, does it depend?
The Medigap plans have been around longer. Right now, they run about 60-40, depending on which source you believe. It's 60-40, 70-30 Medigap to Advantage plans. They've been around about 10 years, the Advantage plans. They've become more popular. And if you, unfortunately, I'm sure your mailboxes are stuffed with all kinds of Medicare ads, all the TV and radio ads. Everyone's talking about, whether it's a retired football player or a retired comedian, talking about, you know, the free dental and the free rides and the free hearing aids and all those other things the Advantage plans are allowed to offer and entice you to come to their side rather than go with a Medigap plan, which won't include dental or vision or hearing aids.
So if you were picking a plan now for yourself, which one would you pick?
It's a tough question. You know, I think if somebody comes to me and says they want the easiest plan possible, they want no aggravation, they want full coverage, a Medigap plan is the way to go. Mm-hmm. Because down the road, I mean, the advantage, me being in Massachusetts, I have an advantage that we have no underwriting. Most states, if you take an Advantage plan, as you and I were talking about earlier, and then you become ill, you won't be able to switch to a Medigap plan because the carrier has the right to say, no, thank you, you don't qualify. In some states, Massachusetts being one of them, there is no underwriting. I can always switch. So for me, it's safer to pick an Advantage plan and then switch down the road because I always can, as long as I'm in Massachusetts. In your case, in Florida, you may not be able to switch if you had a health incident pop up, it would prevent you from switching or could.
Interesting. So this thing's a lot more complicated than it appears on the surface.
It is. I mean, you know, for me, I was at a carrier meeting yesterday, you know, and I told the CEO, I said, you know, it's great to have all these ads, but honestly, it's confusing. People are overwhelmed by free dental and free meals and free rides. And that's not how you pick a plan. You pick a plan by what county you live in whatever state that is, what plans your doctor takes if you're going with an Advantage plan, and what medications you take, and what pharmacy you want to use. Then, you know, I'm a math guy, so I can tell you the fixed cost of the supplement you're looking at with the drug plan. And let's say, for sake of argument, it's $2,500, and the Advantage plan has no fixed cost, but it has a maximum out-of-pocket of $5,000. I know that you're looking at $2,500 of self-insurance there. So your at-risk amount that year is $2,500.
Right.
It's easy for me to say that, though, because I'm not the one insured. I can do the math for somebody, but you have to be able to say that.
I gotcha. So what about the fact that, how does it work when you see these doctors of concierge plans and they don't take insurance, which means they usually don't take Medicare either? Do you pay it and then you get reimbursed, or you're just out?
You're just out. So, you know, I know a concierge doctor that I'm friendly with up this way. They recommend people have, obviously, a supplement for hospitalizations, surgeries, and things they're not going to do in the off-op as a backup. So you don't really get away from having it.
Right.
You know, for some people, a backup plan, you know, and it depends, too, on the budget. If you're truly looking for a backup plan, because maybe you have most of your services from a concierge doctor, or maybe you get services from the VA, for many people, the Advantage plan becomes the backup because it is being used as a backup and it has no additional premium. So it's kind of easier to say, well, if I'm going to have a backup, let it be a backup for no premium rather than a premium. Again, depends on the budget.
So there's a lot of variations here. A lot of you out there maybe worked for government or auto industry, so you get these lifetime health benefits. How does that interplay with Medicare and these policies?
The federal government is a little cagey. So my father was a federal government employee. They are not required to have Medicare. My father has never signed up for Medicare. But if you look at their website, it tells you that you don't need to. But if you don't, and at some point in the future you want to add it, you will be liable for the late enrollment penalty. So having the government plan doesn't count against the late enrollment penalty.
All right. What is the late enrollment penalty? When does that come into play?
So if you are past age 65 and 3 months and do not have coverage from either your employer or your spouse's employer, and, you know, big red flag here for COBRA. COBRA does not count as employee or coverage. You will be assessed the late enrollment penalty. And for Part B, it's 10% per year, prorated. And Part D is 1% per month. And what happens is once you do eventually sign up, they assess that fee, and that fee is permanent for the rest of your life. You'll be paying that fee every month.
So you need this as soon as possible. And
if you don't have coverage from an employer.
And people mentioned to me doing it 3 months before your 65th birthday.
So that's your eligibility. So your first eligibility to get onto the Social Security website and sign up is 3 months before your birth month and 3 months after. You don't have to do anything if you have coverage from an employer and it counts as credible coverage. Again, avoid COBRA. And a lot of people sign up for Part A when they're turning 65 and still working. You can certainly do that. It probably won't pay you much of a benefit. It only has a hospital benefit anyway. And if you have decent coverage from work, you probably won't see any money from the government. But a lot of people tell me, you know, I've paid in 40 some odd years. I want some benefit. So they sign up. And that's fine. You can sign up for Part A. It has no premium. And keep working on stay on the employer plan and add Part B whenever you'd like. A lot of people compare their Medicare options to their employer options to see which is better, which is cheaper, which has better coverage. Keep in mind, most Medicare plans have zero deductible. So if you're on a deductible plan and have some health concerns, that could be a saving. There's a lot to consider.
All right. So, Scott, you obviously know this stuff inside out. Give us a hack here that most people don't know that can really help make a difference.
Don't just survive. Thrive. The Financial Survival Network.
Torque Resources is an exploration company establishing a portfolio of premier copper gold early stage projects in Chile. Torque's management and technical teams have a strong track record of raising capital, discovery, and monetization of exploration successes. The company's Margarita Copper Gold project is located within the prolific coastal Cordillera belt in Chile, which hosts some of the world's largest and most profitable copper mines. The Margarita project possesses excellent discovery potential for a major copper discovery due to the strength of the alteration system, large-scale magnetic targets, and the presence of copper oxide mineralization. Drilling is anticipated to begin in Q3 of this year. Torque trades in Canada under TORQ and on the OTC under TRBMF. To learn more, go to torqueresources.com. That's torqueresources.com.
This is the Financial Survival Network, the information you need to thrive now more than ever.
Check your drug plans and be cognizant of the pharmacy you use. I spoke to a woman yesterday, easily on the phone in 5 minutes, I could save her $1,200 this year because she's on the wrong drug plan. Spoke to another woman this morning. She is going to the wrong pharmacy. She's going to CVS instead of Walgreens.
Yes, certain policies, Walgreens is in with them, and you get a much better price if you go to Walgreens. Do I have that
right? Yep. So she's on a plan. Actually, I think I said it backwards. She goes to Walgreens, and she should be going to CVS.
Oh.
But you have to pay attention to that because, you know, for most people, they're interchangeable. They're across the street from each other. But it could be literally hundreds of dollars a month difference in a particular medication just because of the particular deal that that drug company, that insurance company made with that particular pharmacy chain.
All right. On Medicare, Medigap, Medicare supplement, that's not going to cover you for drugs, is it?
It does not. So anybody who has a Medigap plan needs a set standalone drug plan, even if they don't take medications.
Okay.
So you can get a cheap one, but you should have something. Otherwise, you're going to get penalized.
How much is a, on average, a decent Medigap drug coverage plan?
Average in the country is about $33 a month.
Yeah, so you'd be stupid not to, because if one medication can cost you thousands of dollars a year, right?
Absolutely. You know, and when I work with a client, I get a drug list with dosage, and we pick which is the most cost-effective drug plan for their medications in the county they live in. And sometimes a cheaper drug plan with a deductible is more cost effective than a more expensive drug plan without. There's no logic. There's no rhyme or reason. It's you just have to do the legwork and see what's most cost effective.
Or as my kids would say, it's because, right?
Yeah. I like that. Because, one thing, if I can mention, Gary, it's the income adjustment. Because I see a lot of people getting surprised by that. What the federal government considers high income as a Medicare recipient for an individual starts at approximately 90, and for a couple about 180, and that's based on your modified adjusted gross income from 2 years prior. You'll get a letter. You get your acceptance letter into Medicare, and it will say, "This is congratulations. Here's the rate. It's $150 a month," and that's what you think you're going to be paying. And then you get a subsequent letter that said, "Oh, by the way, the IRS let us know you had X for income last year. You're going to pay $350 a month instead of $150 per person."
Not sure.
It's an unpleasant surprise for a lot of people.
Wow, that is surprising there. And so you actually get penalized for making too much money because you don't have that you do have it with Social Security, which is why people retire 66 years and 70 years. But so I don't know, I thought I knew what I was talking about here, but maybe not so much. Huh?
There's just so many moving parts and they change every year, which is, you know, right now, this time of year, I'm busy. Not acquiring new clients, but not that I mind, of course, but helping my existing client base with the plan I helped them with last year may not be the best plan for them next year. And, you know, my first priority, of course, is making sure that they're still on the best plan.
Okay. So it's not just enough to pick a plan once in your life and then you say, okay, I'm all set for life. You have to keep reviewing this coverage and reviewing the drugs that you're on and changing it as you go along?
Yeah. So with a supplement, the supplement itself doesn't change much. So if you're happy with your supplement, you can keep it. But the drugs themselves, the pricing and what's on, what's a generic and what isn't and what has, what the pricing is, changes all the time. Plus you change prescriptions throughout the year. And I think it's very unfair, the system. But you're stuck in the drug plan. This is your only opportunity from October to December to change drug plans. So, you know, in February, you get a new drug. It's not covered by your drug plan. You're out of luck. All you can do is, you know, beg for an exception. You can't change drug plans with very few exceptions, until next year.
So the moral of the story is stay off the drugs.
Yes.
Yeah. Easier said than done, right? Like recreational drugs we're talking about. These are therapeutic drugs that you need to take for your sustenance to maintain your health. And
And one of the things, you know, when comparing an Advantage plan to a Medigap plan, I frequently find that the same list of drugs is much cheaper on the Advantage plan. And I'm sure that's by design to encourage people to pick Advantage plans. But, you know, for some people, I have a woman who I can't find a drug plan in her state that covers one medication she takes. Yeah. And it's a very expensive medication. And if she switches to an Advantage plan and she's not sure she wants to, it's $8 a month, down from $370.
Really?
So again,
real incentive. So you got to be careful of this. Sounds like there's a lot of booby traps here.
There are. And, you know, and unfortunately, the information you're getting in the mail isn't helpful. You know, what you're seeing on TV isn't helpful. It's more confusing and misleading.
There's a real show. So is there any particular insurance company, Scott, that you find to be easier to work with, maybe is the right term?
I like United, you know, but they're certainly not perfect. You know, I work with Blue Crosses, you know, but Blue Cross is not a national carrier. They vary by different states. United, I think, is just easy to work with, but doesn't make them the best. It's really, for drug plans, it really comes down to the cost of the drug. So WellCare is usually very aggressive. But this year, nationally, WellCare is getting rid of four of their drug plans. So if somebody listening to this has a WellCare plan, it may not exist in 2022. If they're not proactively choosing a new drug plan, WellCare will pick the plan for them. And by law, by federal law, WellCare has to put them in a more expensive plan, not a less expensive plan. So you're instantly going from what you had to something more expensive, whether or not you need it or not, whether or not it's a good fit, simply because WellCare had to get rid of four plans.
Wow. Wow. So it's really like a lot of minefields here. And it could be, you really need somebody like you to help you pick the right plan for you. And there's so many factors. You have like a computer system that helps you figure this stuff out, or is it part computer and part just your knowledge?
It's a combination of both. I mean, the computer can give me, you know, the pricing, but, you know, it doesn't give you all the details. And, you know, there's frequently more to consider than simply the price.
Yeah. So the glitters when it comes to Medicare policies is not necessarily gold, eh?
Yeah. You know, your Florida, for instance, has high deductible plans. You know, maybe they're attractive, maybe they're not. And, you know, what I tell people is, you know, it's not that there's necessarily bad plans in the system. I think the system itself, aside from drug plans, works pretty well. It's you have to understand, if you're going with an Advantage plan or you're going with a high deductible Medigap plan, you're taking on some of the risk. And if you're doing it just because you can't afford the premium of the regular deductible, then you probably can't afford to take on that risk either.
What's considered to be a high deductible plan on these? So these are supplements?
It's a supplement. So there'll be a supplement G, and then there'll be a high deductible version of the same plan. And G is kind of the most popular plan right now. It replaced F last year. So the high deductible, so the typical deductible $200, $203 this year. Not surprisingly, Medicare hasn't released pricing yet for 2022. So even though you're in the middle of open enrollment, no pricing is actually released from Medicare yet for next year. The high deductible plan, you have a $2,500 deductible.
Okay. All right. Well, I got friends in Boston I'm going to refer you to, Scott. And if you are approaching Medicare age eligibility, or you have a parent who is, or spouse, or any relatives, and I would really highly recommend that you call Scott, get a consultation. It's not going to cost you anything. He's an expert in this. He's really made it his career, and he can help you to figure out the right plan. It sounds like, you know what it sounds like, Scott? Like when you're buying a house, You go look at houses, and it doesn't matter whether you're spending $200,000 or $20 million. No matter what the house is, we're going to compromise. There are going to be things you wish it had that it doesn't, and it's going to have things that you wish it didn't have, but it does. So you're going to have to figure out what your priorities are. And based on what you're telling me, Scott, and I have a personal interest in this because I'm only 9 months away, you really need to talk over the options with someone qualified to make an effective decision. Because if you don't, then you might be spending $1,000 a year for that medication, even though you think you're saving all sorts of money on a plan, but you're not really. So, Scott, can you just tell us how we can contact you, your website, email address, phone number, please?
So email is Scott, S-C-O-T-T, S as in senior, B as in benefits, the word Boston, so two B's in a row, .org. The website is sbboston.org, and phone number is 617-721-1250. You can also find me on Senior Benefits Boston on Facebook, and I won't say it's a daily video, but I usually do a couple minute video from the beach every morning with just an example of something that happened the day before in a client interaction, which I find other people are experiencing something similar.
That's really helpful because you're not in this alone. Don't go making decisions by yourself. That's my advice. Look, I was a lawyer for 35 years, still technically am a lawyer, but not practicing actively. And the fact is that you can avoid so many mistakes if you just plan things out ahead and you handle this the way it should be. Hey, if you got a question for Scott, you can always shoot me an email, kl@carrylutz.com. We'll get you an answer. Scott, thank you personally, and thank you on behalf of all of those of you, the FSN community, listening now. It's really been helpful.
My pleasure. Thank you very much. I'm happy to answer any questions or concerns that somebody has. And don't wait till the last minute, because part of the process is getting your A and B from the government. And that's the problem. It comes from the government and you have no control over how fast or slow they're going to send it.
Thanks for listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, your solution to today's trying times. For the latest, go to FinancialSurvivalNetwork.com. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.